Midway through her 2 years as America's public diplomat, Karen Hughes joined a Muslim celebration in a suburb of Washington. Kneeling, she greeted a child.
You can open the present. Exciting? Good.
Hughes accompanied the other women to a place often called the Sisters Area for a Muslim prayer. The Imam led the men in prayer on Eid al-Fitr, the traditional holiday celebrating the end of Ramadan. Afterwards, Hughes came into the room to the head table.
Islam is a part of America, and as a government official, I am honored to represent...
This is one aspect of what Hughes calls people-to-people diplomacy.
Public diplomacy is about things that unite people as human beings.
How are you? Good, I'm good.
In her first trip to the Middle East as the new undersecretary, Hughes greeted Egyptians on the street. Touring a mosque, she was confronted by an Egyptian news reporter.
Is Iraq a better place now?
I think the world is a safer place without Saddam
Hussein. I'm talking definitely about Iraq.
And at a women's roundtable in Turkey...
Every photograph that comes from Iraq, there is that view of fear in the eyes of women and children.
As a mother, I don't like war.
Critics in the Middle East and at home skewered what Hughes called the listening tour, and she tells VOA it was important for American officials to reach out.
It was a war on their neighbor's doorstep, and they felt it very deeply.
George Salem is chairman of the Arab American Institute.
I think that she ran into the buzzsaw of anger that exists to this day there. I think it was an important moment for people in the region to be able to confront a senior American official about issues of concern to them.
As a strategic advisor on the Middle East for the global law firm DLA Piper, Salem maintains close ties to the Muslim world. He says it is in the U.S. interest for senior government officials to understand the region's anger. Karen Hughes, a Texas confidant of President Bush, had access.
I came home from my very first trip to the Middle East and asked to see the president.
She says she told Mr. Bush that making progress on the creation of a Palestinian state would be the single most important thing he could do for public diplomacy among Muslims worldwide. Salem served on an official advisory group that recommended a cabinet-level chief of public diplomacy.
She has probably better access to the president than any member of the cabinet.
Salem says the group's report, Changing Minds, Winning Peace, recommended a series of steps, many that Hughes has taken. Hughes created a rapid response team that watches Middle East media. Analysts send talking points to diplomats, many of whom Hughes says were once reluctant to risk their jobs speaking publicly.
We now say, no, go out. We want you to do media interviews. And by the way, we also rate now every foreign service officer on public diplomacy.
As she departs, Hughes still has her critics. Columnist Rami Khoury of the Lebanon Daily Star called Hughes' tenure a political catastrophe.
Ineffective, probably counterproductive.
Ouch. And then he blamed it on 60 years of American foreign policy, as if I could snap my fingers and change that overnight.
The Pew Global Attitudes Project reports favorable opinion of the U.S. in Muslim countries, already low, dropped even lower in the past 2 years. In Turkey, once solidly pro-American, only 12% of poll respondents see America favorably. Thomas Carruthers of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says Hughes did good work projecting a positive image.
It's not enough to say we care, we listen, when people point to specific things and says, okay, let me tell you what my concerns are.
Hughes says her efforts will not be measured in today's polls, but instead judged over decades by the long-term relationships she began building. Jim Fry, VOA News.